The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Gittin Daf Vav Amid Beis, we have the sugya of Sirtet, and the Gemara says that Rav Yosef questioned whether Rav Yosef was a basamcha, because he sent a letter to Rav Yehuda, and he wrote in it a pasuk b'nerot in Ma'am Musa Mekan Mevatsman, it's a pasuk in Yinyayel, v'yitna et hayele b'zayna v'yal demorch b'yan v'yishu, and he wrote out with that Sirtet, and Rav Yosef pointed out Rav Yitzhak held that you're only allowed to write two words of a pasuk with that Sirtet, but once you have three words, you need to be misartet, and we have a brisa that said that three don't require Sirtet, only four require Sirtet. Now, just before we get to our main discussion about Sirtet, just want to point out that in the Gemara over here, the way the pasuk in Yoel is called is Vayitnu Eshayelet Bezayna. Now, if you look up the pasuk beside this, it's ready to point out the Gilyan. In the pasuk, it doesn't say the word S, even though by us in the Gemara it says S. Now, this is something we have quite a lot in Divrei Chazal. The Psukim are quoted, and there are slight differences in the way it's quoted with the way it is actually by in the pasuk. Now, there are some Mechabrim who want to say that the reason there are these Shinuyim is because since the Svarim are written without Sirtet, they were Davke introduced into the Svarim Shinuyim from the pasuk. Rav Reuven Margolius in his Sefer HaMikvah Mesayri in page Mem Test in the Sefer, he gives a slightly different Mahalach. He brings over there the Gemara and Brachas Yudzayin Amud Aleph that we have Margul Bekume Dabaya Mana Rach Meshiv Chema. Now the pasuk is not Meshiv but Yoshiv Chema. Says Rav Reuven Margolius, since this was a Margul Bekume Dabaya, something he was constantly saying, and very often, typically, Abaye didn't have a safe in front of him, so Abaye deliberately changed the lashon of the pasuk because Ram Shebekseh V'yata Rishai La'imim Al Peh. And he says this explains many Ma'amara Chazal. Rav David Tzvi Hillman, the editor, one of the editors of the Rav Shapsi Frankel Rambam, he writes in an article printed in Maria that it's the early Magia Hashas, like the Mashal, the Bach, the Mashal, the Gra, they generally don't correct the Psukim as they're brought in the Gemaras. It's only the later Magiim, he says, who tend to do it. Now, getting to our Sugya of Sirtet, so we have 2 days in the Gemara, how many words are going to require Sirtet? Now, to understand this, what is the Machlekes Taliyin and what's Sirtet all about? The Bishayim in Simarish Pedal brings that the Tashbates already raises the issue that the Rambam seems to be besides himself in Hilcha Sefer Tarpeg Zayin, Halacha Tez Zayin, he paskins that you're allowed to write three words without doing Sirtet, it's only more than there's us. On the other hand, in Hilchot Yibum, and then the Parak Dalid, he passes that three words already are also below Sirtet. It's only two words that are mutter to write without Sirtet. The number of Terutzim, the Bnei Yaina, in Simon Reish Pei Dalid, he wants to be Mechalik, that it depends on whether one is actually quoting the Pasuk, to quote the Pasuk, or one is just borrowing the words of the Pasuk, you know, for in a letter for some other purpose, and then it's only, or then we're going to go with the greater shear. The Rashbash's own son, the Rashbash, in Simon Tov Pei Beis, gives a very interesting text like this. He says it depends on the quote from the pasuk. If it's something that the topic is readily understood and apparent from three words, then it already requires Sirtet. But if it's something that will require four to understand what's going on, then only four will have a requirement of Sirtet. Now, the example he gives is, he says, Mayim Tarim Bikli, we already Nikar, Lashon HaPasuk, that's his Lashon. Nikar Lishu Lashon HaPasuk, find Nigma Inyan with three things. Whether we end up with Klicheres or not, we already have a topic. But when we say, for instance, Mayim Karim Al, and he doesn't say Al Nafesh, so the Inyan is in Nigmar, and again, his Lashon is that it has to be a way that Yuvan Divri Kedusha V'Lashon HaKasav. And that's what requires Sirtet. It says with the Rashbash that there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yitzchak and the Braisa, and there's no stira. It all depends on what the words that are being quoted. Now, there's an interesting application of this, something that's negaya to basically all of us, in Ginesei HaKadosh from a Rav Feinhandler and in Yonei Shemes, in Gnisa Praktes, Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet, and in the back of the Sefer in the Tshuvas from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Simen Ben Gimel and Simen Samach Tes. He brings the Pesachim from Rav Yashuv and Yibadol Chaim Toif and Rav Nisim Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that they take from this Rashbash and apply it to Shemus, but not entirely. They say that generally speaking, something less than a pasuk, less than three words, since it won't be nikah the pasuk, so it won't require Shemus, it won't require gnisa. On the other hand, he does bring down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that if it's something that's very clear already from two words, like with Dibar Tabam, where it's clear from Valach Bedracha, from both Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Yashem and Rabbi Nissen Karelis, they all held that this is something that one order put into Gnisa, even though when it comes to Shemus, when it comes to Sirtet, I'm sorry, the Rashbash is going to say that it's already not Nikah Kedusha. And who again, but they seem to be a little more makel, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky is taking out this, that if you write on a wrapper, like for instance on the product, B'chasa Shahakal, it won't require Gnita. It's only if someone will write on it, B'chasa Shahakal Niyabidvare, then he brings from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that the proper thing is to put into Shemus. And again, the sources from this Rashbash that says that with the right number of words is when it's nikar that's divrei kedusha. Now, more to understand what the point of Sirtet is and how it Sirtet is, we have a number of Rishayim, Rashi, Taisis, and Saifi Yisayinam and Beis. Rishayim would say that Sirtet is halacha Moshe Sinai. On the other extreme, we have the Me'iri in the Kiryas Sefer, that's a Sefer from the Me'iri that's written in Hulcha Sefer Torah, that's quoted already sometimes in Beis Yosef and other Paiskim. And he says like this, he says, all Sirtet don't need Sirtet, min ha-Torah alach mishmisina. He says, this is Kiryas Sefer, liyasha ksiv al oifim mesudah. This is something that the Sefer required in order that the ksav should be mesudah. In Kiryas Sefer, and he says similar things in the Me'iri over here by us in Gittin, there's some slight differences, but he says that there is halacha Moshe Sinai, and then there are things that the Chachamim require just that the sperm should be Mesuda. And he goes on and says, and then legedul isyog, they require any time you write psukim. Now the Tashbeit in Chelek al Simon Beis, he starts off like this. Well, not all the beginning, but at some point in Shuvah, he says, when you're asking what's the meaning of Sirtet, he says, Nira, that the point of Sirtet is that the ksav should be meyusha, it should be straight. But then he goes on and says, you can't ask why tefillin don't need Sirtet and three words in the letter do need. He says, the Gemara he v'loy svara. So, the Tashbeit seems to be saying that overall we know that we understand, even though it's halach Moshe Sinai, but we have an understanding that the concept of Sirtet that has to do with the Ksav being Miyosha, but at the end of the day, it's Gemara v'loy svara. Now, of course, this makes it very complicated when we deal with very many shailas of how to be Sirtet, what Sirtet consists of, what's sufficient for Sirtet. We're dealing with halacha Moshe Sinai, so there's a limit how much we can apply our svaras. Now, we have some words from Rabbeinu Simcha that's quoted in the Arzurah Hilchas Tefillin, Simetokok of Mem Gimel, and it's quoted in the Baruch Sha'ama, which is one of the most important works we have on Halachas of Stam. The Baruch Sha'ama is a Talmud of the Maharam Rothenberg. And in the popular edition, page Samach Dalid, he says that Rabbeinu Simcha was clearing two shailas that he really rolled into one. How does Sirtet need to be, and whether Sirtet needs to remain forever? Whether it needs to be there only at the time you write, and how you need to be Masartet. Now you'll see in a minute why he's rolling these two shailas together. He says, does it need to be the kind of sirtet that's miskayim, which is that you take a piece of metal and you scratch, and then the sirtet will list. Or perhaps it's enough the kind of sirtet that you could use just perhaps a pencil, he suggests, bedilai ferris, that's going to remain there at the time of ksiva, and after it's going to be erased. And all we're concerned is that this should be at the time of ksiva. Okay, says the Bar, so really these are really two different questions. We could phrase them two different questions. One is, if this is halacha mishum misina sirtet, so perhaps we can say that it has to be done in the way, in a certain way, and maybe that certain way is a scratch. Second question is sirtet there only at the time you're writing? If it's there only to ensure that the word should be straight, it should be enough to have it there at the time you write. And mi'idach visa, if it's a lot from Mishum Sinai, maybe it needs to be there down the line. Okay, but again, Rabbeinu Simcha rolls these two questions into one. Rabbeinu Simcha says that the Lashon of Sirt is a Mashem Guma and Charetz, and that's no other way. And he says that he brings a Bahag, that if you're Mesatib Yuta La Klum, he doesn't work. Now, there's a famous Mari Kash that all the Pais can bring down, that Ma'onim La Shemana to check with Sifri Tar where the Sirt is Kayim. Now, even though, as Rabbeinu Simcha says, when you Mesatib with a metal, it tends to remain, but this is often doesn't remain forever. It depends on how deeply you scratch in, depends on other factors. And the Mirkash says that Me'olam LaShemanu, that we should actually check Sifrei Torah and make sure the Sefer still remain. There's a very interesting Rabbi Kiveg in Simen Nun that says that even according to the Rabbeinu Simcha that you need Sefer that remains, he says, if the sirtet doesn't remain, it will be work to later go and air the sirtet. Meaning, we're going to make a tziruf. At the time you wrote it, you had sirtet with whatever kind of sirtet you had. And he says, even if you did with bedil. That I, now later down the line, you don't have sirtet. So for that purpose of having sirtet down the line, it will be enough that we go later and be mesartet it now. Now this is something that any number swarm, what exactly is the lumdus of Rabbi Kiva Ega, how these two things go together, but this is something that the Paiskim are often mitzar of halach l'maisa. Now, the Bnei Yoina, actually, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Bnei Yoina. Bnei Yoina was from the middle stock of Yoina Lamseifa. In Simer Resh Pedalit, he says that if you're coming to write Tisra HaKadosh, see, even one word of it requires sirtet, meaning even though usually we only require sirtet with three or four words, but once you're already writing whole psukim, you can't skip sirtet with one word or so. Then in Simen Resh Ayin Aleph, in Ois Tezayin, he says, this is something that commonly happens, the cipher writes and he makes a mistake, and then he goes and erases the mistake, and in the process of erasing the mistake, the sirtet, the scratch that he made, got erased also. Says the Bnei Yoina, you should go and redo sirtet on that spot. Says the Bnei Yoina, what if he didn't redo the sirtet, he wrote without sirtet? Says the Bnei Yoina, you should be machshir, because you could make the ksav straight by looking at the erase mark. The erase mark could provide a guide, ki ilo hayim sirtet v'nika ksas. Now, the question is, what does he mean? Does he mean that the eraser, that the mark of the eraser is just like, even though Rabbeinu Simcha said, as we said earlier, that sirtet has to be an actual charetz, but a erasure mark is also charetz? Or is it that the Bnei Yoina holds that we don't need an actual charetz if the whole point of it is that it should be straight? Perhaps the Bnei Yoina is understanding that the erasure mark is going to provide a proper guide already. Now, a similar svar that some of the Paiskim want to say, it's quoted in the Sefer HaLevi, Chelek Dalet Simkuf Mem Beis, and in others, that perhaps, even though we said from the Bnei Yoina that even a single word needs sirtet, but what happens if there's a whole line written in the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer erases a word, perhaps the fact that the words on either side are already written, that could provide a guide and to the cipher and how to write, and that itself could be the sirtet. Now, the Sefer Levi is willing to rely on the svara together with the svara, like we mentioned from Rabbi Kivega, that you could always add the sirtet later, and together the two things, we have a number of sfeikas here, and we could rely on that as our sirtet. Before I end, I want to mention a very interesting thing. So many of the Mishainim are spend a lot of effort in trying to explain the minig that not everyone is matzmen when they write letters to always be misartet. In the Tashbetz I mentioned before, he's mentioning that someone wrote him that it's a sefer from Ramayim, the father of the Rambam, and that he says over there that if you write without shetet, you put dots on top of the words, and that covers you. And the Tashbetz in that Shuva, he doesn't see the purpose of this. And so to the Me'iri, over here by us in Gittin, that Vova Mebeis says, that they're those who are noik, when they write a pasuk without sirtet, they put dots on top of it, the Lashon, the Me'iri is the Luram is sirtet, and says the Me'iri, v'en yeklum, you're not accomplishing anything. Now, these dots really have an old pedigree. If you look in the Oitzah Go'enim, over here in the Gittin, that 12, they bring down that we saw from the Go'enim and even from the Rabbanu Saveroi that they would write letters without sirtet. And he says that in the Tshuvas in the Go'enim, over there it says, we don't have Shmaita Behedia Shanika Sirta Lachasila. We never saw any Shmaita Lahedia that works. But he says, Amadvar Roshvasa Hafan Abdin. This is the Minik. So therefore, and Rosh Vasa means that the Magian the Ram says Rosh Yeshivas, they do it, so therefore it's proper to do. But in the Oitzah Go'enim, one of the Tshuvas here, it ends off, this is all Kula Dekil B'Shasat Chak Shalu Sata B'Kwe Sey. Now, very interesting thing to point out is that many of those who have Briyas Kisvayav the Rambam, they point out that if not always, but at least often, the Rambam himself, in his own Svarim, he does like this Hanhoga, that's Miyuchas, his father, to the Go'enim, that when in these manuscripts are attributed to Rambam's own hand, when he writes Psukim without Sertet, he actually makes these dots on top of these words in the place of Sertet.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.